The Arlington County Republican Committee has someone new in the driver's seat, but is still running on empty when it comes to candidate recruitment. The GOP rank and file on March 27 selected Matthew Hirt, the party's communications director, to serve out the remaining year of the term of GOP chair Lori Urban, who is moving to Arizona. "He's earned the chairmanship. I think he will do an outstanding job," said Scott McGeary, a past chair of the party who currently serves on the Arlington Electoral Board. Hirt, who was elected by acclamation, was at the time of the meeting waiting to board a much-delayed flight in Fort Myers back to the local area. In an email sent from the airport in Florida, Hirt said he aimed to use these next 12 months to expand our Republican presence across Arlington, and to empower Arlington Republicans to contribute to the civic discussion locally, and stake out common sense, conservative solutions to local public policy questions. Urban had come in as chair in December 2021 after previous chair Andrew Lopasser departed early to concentrate on his role as 8th District GOP chairman. Urban then won a two-year stint in early 2022. "I think of all of you as family. I found a home and I really appreciate all the work you've done," she said at the monthly GOP meeting. "Matt will do great," Urban predicted. Urban's tenure won praise from Frank Lusby, who runs the local party's voter integrity unit. "We don't know all the hard work the chair has to do, but it's a lot of things," he said. But the change in leadership couldn't mask the fact that the county Republicans have seen another month come and go with no announced candidates for the whopping 13 offices that will be on the November ballot in Arlington. "Candidate recruitment needs to be at the top of the party's to-do list," Hirt said in his missive from the airport tarmac, but that has been the stated goal of a succession of party leaders, with decidedly limited success. The party did come up with a slate of 4 House of Delegates candidates in 2021, who, while they fell well short of winning, managed to drive up GOP enthusiasm and may have helped the statewide ticket that year. But otherwise, the party has had few local contenders on the Arlington ballot over the last decade. On the local ballot in November will be 2 county board seats, a school board seat, 5 general assembly seats and 5 constitutional offices, treasurer, Commonwealth's attorney, commissioner of revenue, sheriff and clerk of the circuit court. One of the first actions awaiting Hirt's attention will be issuing the call that will set out the date, time and place of the party's mass meeting that will tackle nominations. Under state law, that meeting can be held anytime between May 6 and June 20. The party has until June 20 to formalize its slate of candidates for the November ballot.